I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have opened up the phones at 800-636-1067. We just went through a breakdown of the Redskins' schedule. We didn't do the wins or losses thing because that's a useless and futile exercise. But we're pointing out how difficult this is going to be. AFC West might be the best division in football. The two best divisions in the game are the NFC East and the AFC West. The Redskins will play a combined 10 games against those teams this year.
But I'm sure they'll be 11-5. I just, the optimism is so confusing to me. This is an organization that has won 10 games three times, 9 games four times since 1991. 7 winning records. Now, I know there's a couple 8-7-1s mixed in there, but ostensibly, 7 winning records in 26 years. And somehow, this is the year they break through. I hope everyone's right and I'm wrong.
Vic is in Akakik. What's up, Vic?
Hey, guys.
Hey, dude.
So I'll get right to it. Last couple calls, I called him before. I said 11-5 because I really believed, because of the way Jay evaluates at the podium when he talks about who needs to play better, why they need to play better, doing fundamentals and doing the right football things, and he says it per position. He doesn't just say it, you know, generally. He says it per position. So it makes me feel like you're really holding these guys accountable. You really want this program to get back to respectability. But I don't believe that anymore. I'll say this before I go. Two reasons why. Two of the top players on that defense, I watched film on them, and I can hear a bunch of people saying, who is this guy? He's not an NFL football coach. He can't watch film. Spare me that. I'm an intelligent football man. I know what I'm looking at. I watched Josh Norman whiff on a tackle he didn't break down. I watched Josh Norman not come down and set the edge. I watched Josh Norman not get hands on. I watched Zach Brown not get over the top when the defensive end was setting the edge. I watched Zach Brown, and I fill a gap when it was a down block and it was an ISO block coming right at him, so he blocked him at the second level. They already got a 4-yard gain. I watched that. If you are not holding Greg Manusky accountable to look at those fundamentals, that is not rocket science football. How can I believe you're going to be over 500? Period. And I need somebody to answer me that question as it pertains to football, not injuries. Oh, you got to know what she's looking at, Vic. We don't know what happened in the huddle. No, things happen. No, don't spare me that crap. If you cannot manage that football, simple football, what I just said, how can you make me believe that everything you say, Jay, that you are valid with it and you're actually holding people accountable?
Two things. Thanks, I got two questions for you, Vic. Number one, I guess the first one's a comment, the second one's a question. My comment would be, if you watch the film of the New England Patriots, their starters had plays like that too, I guarantee it, in the preseason. Number two, are you comfortable changing basically the inverse of your prediction? You're going from 11-5 to 5-11 on a couple quarters of action starters.
Grant, I'm going to tell you why I'm very comfortable. Because that's not the only plays I saw. Now, I do agree with you. All across the league, there are guys making plays that are not particularly fundamentals. But the Patriots have a history of correcting those mistakes.
That's true.
The Redskins don't. So how can you make me believe that you're going to correct them when you constantly saying that you are, but you don't?
Right. I guess then my point would be 11-5 to begin with was probably crazy because nothing's changed in that regard. I mean, look, it's a good phone call. Thank you. 800-636-1067. I think 5-11, while if you told me right now they're going to win 11 games or they're going to win 5 games, I would say 5 is more likely. 5-11 is not particularly realistic, I don't think, because I think that they've got too much talent. But you can see how you'd get there, I guess. I've got them at 7-9. That's my answer to this question. I've got them at 7-9, and I think where I've lowered my expectations minimally, one game lower from 8-8 to 7-9, mm-hmm. is because of the wide receiver position being as disappointing as it was this August. That's Pryor not living up to expectations and hype. That's Josh Doctson not being able to get on the field consistently. That's more Jamison Crowder on the outside when he's perfect in the slot. That's, you know, the injury to Maurice Harris that set his development back. Across the board, the wide receiver position, so much more Ryan Grant. I care a lot less about the upside of that position now, and I feel less confident in it than I did previously. But let's get you some breaking news, because there is one notable cut that's already come out for the Redskins, a guy we've talked a lot about on the show today. Thank you very much, Nick. So we'll keep you abreast of all the Redskins news as it comes down. Veteran safety Will Blackman released. Last year played in 15 games. Year before that played in 15 games. Three interceptions, four forced fumbles in his two seasons in Washington. Accounted for seven takeaways. Again, not a great safety. Not going to be. This is a guy that'll get a job somewhere as a corner, probably. 32 years old, went to Boston College, super smart, such a cerebral player. I think this is a mistake. This is good news for, I guess, Fish Smithson if they keep a fifth safety. This is good news for Joshua Holsey if they keep a sixth cornerback who would be a beneficiary potentially in the secondary. And it's good news for anyone else on the bubble like Nate Sudfeld or Chris Carter. But I disagree with this. This is the guy I said about a half hour ago I would stand on the table for.
Two possibilities here. One, you touched on them, but I'll go into it. Possibility one, it's a good news for a young player. Did enough to displace a guy that's been in the league 10 years. It says that maybe Fish Smithson, Stephon McClure, who I doubt, but I'm just throwing a name out there, Josh Holsey, Harvey Clemens, some young player did enough to say that you warrant a spot on the 53. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two, and this is what I'm predicting, that means the third quarterback. That means they're going to make a mistake and put a third quarterback on the active roster and waste that roster spot. They're going to waste a spot on the third quarterback, and it's not someone that's going to play in the NFL, whereas Will Blackman will. I smell it coming from a mile away. I seize it, and I hope I'm wrong.
I think that Nate Sudfeld's situation is not tied directly to Will Blackman's. In other words, he's certainly going to benefit because it's one less guy that could have made the team that didn't. But this has a lot more to do with the secondary and Holsey. Also, I'm seeing here from Ben Standig that the Redskins have released Jeremiah McKinnon, who had a really good preseason as a cornerback.
Corner, yeah.
Much less a surprise. But this tells you that they're already well underway, and they're starting their releases and letting guys know today. But that makes sense because you don't want to wait until tomorrow morning and then call 40 guys into an office and talk to all of them.
And beyond that, if you do it early, you can start to make preparations in case somebody shakes free that you don't think is going to shake free, and then you can make a signing. It's also courtesy, frankly, and I like that. I actually like the Redskins handling it with class here as opposed to Bruce Allen calling a press conference to call his quarterback greedy. This would be the opposite of that. Opposite of that if we're sort of graphing. One is terrible. The other is actually pretty nice. Good for them.
I like guys that make plays. Will Blackman made plays here. I will miss him. I don't love this decision. Grant and Danny, 106.7, the Fan. Houston Nutt previews the college football weekend. Longtime college coach next on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.